Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 3rd.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is patina, also pronounced patina, and spelled P-A-T-I-N-A. Patina is a noun. It's usually a green film that forms on copper and bronze that is exposed to moist air for an extended time. The word can also refer to a shiny or dark surface that over time forms naturally on something, such as wood or leather, or to a literal or figurative thin layer. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Canberra Times by Stephanie Parkin. She has attracted a popular following for stories grounded in historical fact, adorned with a patina of romance and adventure. When Italians began using the word patina in the 17th century to refer to the green film that forms on the surface of copper, they were drawing on Latin, in which patina, means a shallow dish. Presumably, the Italian meaning developed from the observation of such film forming on copper dishes. By the mid-18th century, English speakers were also calling the green film patina, and by the 20th century, they'd expanded the word's application to surface appearances of things that have grown more beautiful with age or use. Think of an old wooden desk or a tarnished silver goblet. Use of the word to refer to thin layers, both literal and figurative, as in a patina of grime or a patina of respectability, followed soon after. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.